SB Pod is presented by DraftKings. Welcome to SB Pod, coming to you live, not really, but we're taping it live from the great state of Maryland. I am here. The big man is here. We are preparing to start our show from Maryland. It's not like it's a relaunch, but it is in a way. I mean, it's a new home. Steve, I have not been to the studio yet. You have. You sent out something on Twitter. It looks nice, huh? Good digs?
I had to figure out a way to maybe get a little word out, get a little people's attention, because the text I got from you that I read to our buddy, Mr. McQuaid, was, am I going to hate it?
What?
And right. seeing how many, like in the instance you sent that text, okay, there's four people sitting at your desk wiring up the monitors. There's three people on the Jumbotron in the studio making sure that's good. Somebody's at McQuaid's station getting mine. They built this, like, it's like a man-mobile that I'm going to have where I have like four TV screens connected to this like moving desk. And for you, when you say, am I going to hate it? I'm like, if he could only see these people and how hard they're working to make it as good as possible, it would be pretty funny. But I think you're going to love it. It's originally way back now. When we go back 6 years, you wanted the show in the small studio at Bristol.
Yep. Yes.
And you got laughed away by management for that, saying, we have this ginormous studio. You're the new show. You're going to use it. So in that retrospect, I think you're going to like it because it's like a giant living room. Now, you have a very nice size living room downstairs in your new house.
Yeah.
This is around that side. I will say the TVs in the studio are bigger.
Okay.
So I think you're going to like it. It's more conducive. It's more simple. And Tony and Michael's seats are across the studio, but it's pretty cool just to see the setup. It is really cool to see that, you know, where those guys are, and those guys are coming. Let us use their space.
All right. Well, now let me back up here. Now, okay. I will entirely own the fact that I asked, will I hate it? Because I'm a creature of habit. We all know this about me. I like things how I like them. I need things how I need them, or else I can't function.
Okay.
I certain things just need to be a certain way. All true.
And I have answers on a lot of those things for you.
You did.
Yes.
But in no way would I want the folks that have worked so hard on our behalf to think that I don't appreciate. I appreciate every effort that has gone into this from the top to us. I would call us the bottom rung here.
Yep.
I appreciate every bit of it. And so for the men and women that have worked behind the scenes who have taken our input and have said, what do you guys want? And I'm just trying to figure out how to create an environment where you and me are going to feel comfortable to just try to keep our show. Because people are, you know, you're doing interviews like, well, what's going to be different? I say, I hope nothing. We're not coming down here to do a different show. We're trying to keep it as similar as we can. It is funny because going back to when we started the Sports Center with our version of it, and I wanted to be in the smallest studio as I could find because I wanted it to feel intimate. I was always the kid in school. Like when you walked into class first day of school, where would you go? Were you a back of the room guy?
Yeah, because basically the other kids couldn't see over me, so I felt
that's part of it. Right, I'm self-conscious because my big ass head would be in the way.
Yeah,
so I just wanted. I don't know. I always liked a wall behind me instead of people because I think I would be self-conscious because of that. So I just
it's like being in a bar fight too. Stand up against
bit,
the bar.
A little bit, mate. You know, you got to know where you're looking.
Exactly.
Gotta swivel.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be in that giant studio because I said, if you remember, I said I'm going to feel like I'm on a rowboat in the middle of the ocean. Well, then as it turned out, the way they lit it and the way they set our set up where I was and where you was, it worked out really, really well. So obviously, we're not going to have the same space down here in Washington D.C. To work with. So when I said, well, I hate it, that's just me being me. And I know. I'm going to need to walk in and make sure everybody understands that I'm not that guy. They don't have to please me. But I just, I'm hopeful that I can get used to the differences about our setup and how we go about doing stuff. But look, the good thing here is when last we spoke, I was at my wit's end. We had no sports. I told Travis, like, stop. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Do I want to? I don't want to do it. Leave me alone. I'll let you know when I want to do something. He sent me a joke text about, hey, you want to do a podcast? I was at the beach. I was sitting out back in a chair in Bethany Beach, Delaware. And I said, I would really, really not want to do that. That was like a month ago. It's crazy how when you move, you lose track of pretty much everything. Like,
yeah,
we've been moving, it feels like, nonstop for more than a week now. And we had incredible people helping us at every turn and making it as minimizing as many of the stresses as they could. Like, we've all moved where it's your buddies, a couple of pickup trucks, you know, some pizza, some six packs, and it couldn't suck worse.
Yep.
We've all moved like that. This move was not like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yet, I'm still looking around before we try to tape this. And I'm like, where are my headphones? I don't know. No one knows. They may be gone. I don't know. I packed them. Like, and the movers, man, movers are incredible. The efficiency is incredible. And there is not a wasted moment. Like, if your headphones are laying next to the silverware, then you're going to find them next to the forks because they're going to be wrapped up in like 11 sheets of that white paper.
Yep.
The sound of paper crinkling and tape snapping never stopped.
No.
And you just get out of the way for fear. Like, I told Charlie, like my little guy, hey, buddy, stay clear or you'll end up in a box on a board. I don't want what. And then he freaks out and thinks he's really going to have to come to Maryland in a truck in a box.
No, and they start taping up like those big 6-foot boxes too.
Sure, buddy, you'll be good. But man, just trying to get your TV set up and just like the ability, like I followed so many big time sporting events on just on social media. Like,
because
you just don't have access to as much stuff technologically or whatever else. But the net of it all is when the dust settles, you know, I'm home. You've been here for like more than a month. And I was psyched because I said, are you good? And give folks your thumbnail sketch of the DMV. You like it?
Yeah, I do. I love the neighborhood we're in. People have been really good. Obviously all that's going outside of us, the pandemic and all that is trying to find stuff, you know. I got my kids. My wife started work. I got all three kids. I'm trying to find stuff to do, you know, and you're not able to explore as much as you want. You know, it was a lot of car rides saying, oh, yeah, there's that and there's that and there's that. All right, let's go home. It's nap time. So it was hard. Your friends have been awesome. And
they,
you know,
hate the guy, everybody, but they love you. I've joked about that. Like,
yeah,
they're not an easy group to break in with because they suck. They're mean as a snake if they don't think you're worthwhile, but they love you. And I joke,
for sure.
I mean, definitely like you more than me. And they should
for sure.
Nicer than me. I've said that 100 times.
So it's good. It's just, you know, getting acclimated, but it's, you know, you're very limited. You know, trying to find activities for the girls, finally got into a camp. Obviously we know the situation with school is not what you want when you move to a new place, but you got to deal with it, you know. Like I just keep thinking about, like, I'm not feeling bad for myself because I understand there's way worse situations that other people are going through. So it's, you know, we're going. I hate the saying, but day by day, and just trying to be positive about it. The biggest thing was you get back to your creature of habit and all thing, and I have been doing some things, some looking into, and I have some positive news for the new studio. Last night I went to the studio. I told the people, I said, I did some research last night and supposedly there is a 6-minute walk to a Chipotle.
There you go.
Triple chicken. Studio. So
don't
I
go triple chicken.
No, took the 6-minute walk. It is there. It's open till 8 PM. So dinner is good. Whatever we want. The only issue is it is right next door to the world famous Camelot.
So
the walk could take longer. Then some
no,
walks,
no, 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 no.
You know?
Listen, if you go for a burrito bowl, okay, go for a burrito bowl. That can't be like wink, wink. I'm gonna go sit down and get a lap dance for Christ's sake.
But your friend said together. Your friend said the wings are really good there.
Is the Sweet Lou Williams, the wings at the Camelot? Huh?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That what they're known for.
We also have a refrigerator. We also have a refrigerator that we could stock with Diet Coke. That's good.
Do we have? Are there any little like vending machines? Because no,
zero.
Oh, no.
So we gotta snack it up a little bit.
Every single night at work, after dinner, around somewhere between 8 and 9.
Hold on 1 second. Every single night, you said it, but I just want to reiterate it. This is every single night.
Not some nights. Not maybe not Tuesday, but definitely Wednesday. Every single night, because I like the sweet treats. I like the chocolates. I go and get a 100 grand bar. By the way, it used to be called $100,000 bar. 100 grand, yeah. And you can't find those in every store. Like some stores, you go in and why isn't it in every store? So anyway, it was at ESPN, and every night I would go get a Diet Coke and a $100,000 bar, and it was a little energy, a little whatever. And if Steve, someone has to, we're going to have to figure out, because one of these stores where you can buy stuff in gross, we need to buy a gross of $100,000 bars.
The old Costco.
Okay, boom. We need to get that anywhere that you got one of those, you got a club, you got a card, and you can go buy like 7,000 things. Okay. I need access to that so we can get the sweets and have, okay. We need to put those in like, is there going to like be like a little cubby area where we can put our stuff?
Yeah, you have an office. We'll just put it in there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Right,
well, fine. We'll just stock that with a pallet of Diet Coke and a bunch of $100,000 bars. But
yep.
Are the sets on the wall? Do we have enough? Can we see games?
We're going to, you have 2 TVs in your office right now. We will have a room with 5 TVs.
There you go.
So we're good there. There is water down by the studio. So okay. You can have your water in between breaks that you like to have, and
that's important.
Crush ice, which is disturbing sometimes, but you do like to do it.
What kind of ice do you like?
I don't chew my ice.
It's just a nervous habit. It's just in there, and then once the water's gone, if you chew the ice, it becomes water. This is not complicated.
Okay.
You know? All right. So, all right. Well, I'm going tonight. I'm showing up tonight. We're going to, you know, sit down on the old set, see what's going on, see if we can, you know, connect to the powers that be back at the
type
shop.
Type up a couple lead-ins.
Yeah. Listen, re-entry is always bad, particularly now because I don't know who's in it. All right. I don't know who's playing. Who I know the Caps are out. That sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was
man.
Bad. They just went out with a whimper. Islanders Oof. Were better. But I don't really know. Baseball, I know that the Padres hit a lot of grand slams.
Yep.
People got mad at Tatis because he hit. You know what? If you
Tatis is going to be on the show with us next week.
Is he?
Yeah. We're going to get him on.
He's so good.
Hopefully Tuesday.
He's such a good player. And you know what? If you're mad at a guy because he swung 3-0, don't nibble down 7 runs. How about throw a strike? How about that? Don't fall down 3-0.
Yeah, don't throw a puffball.
Throw a strike. You're down 7. Let him put it in play.
They don't want to be there as much as you don't want to be there.
Exactly. We just
you know?
Have to be done with. We all know we're going to win. You're going to lose. All right, it's 3-0. You throw a fat meatball and I hit it. Like, that guy's a star. I don't need to add to this. But you know what was good, honestly, Steve, is hearing people arguing about that was like normal's still a long way away. All right, a long way away. But that felt normal. People arguing about something that couldn't mean less, and yet, given what we talk about in our little corner of the world, it's like okay, good. That's fun. This is a star player, and people are mad because he hit a grand slam when they were up 7 on a 3-0 pitch. That feels better than arguing about, like, should the Big Ten have canceled early versus should they have waited, blah, 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 which, you know, I saw there was a protest. I was expecting it was going to be more than, like, 11 people.
There was more media members. There were parents.
Yeah, that was a bit oversold. I was expecting, you know, it was going to be quite a scene, and it was just more like
a lot of signs.
Yeah, and let them play. Listen, I totally get that. I mean, Big Ten Scotty – obviously,
hey,
it's going to be awful for people in every one of those towns. You think about how much college football means to Columbus, to State College, to Ann Arbor. I could keep going here because in Madison, et cetera, all the way through in those towns, what it means to those businesses, what it means to the kids and the coaches and the communities that it's awful, right? It's awful. And there's no other way to frame it, but it's done. It's been decided. And my son, Sam, likes to play a game called Slither Snake on my phone.
He sure does.
You were here the other day, and he was stuck.
He got told no, and he was not happy.
He's four, okay? Sometimes the answer's no. And Sam, who's four, has a hard time with that. Mm. But if you're a parent of a kid, and I get going to bat for your kid, but you're the parent, and the answer's no, and everyone hates the answer, but that's what it is. At some point, you know, by all means, I know how much you love your kids. I love mine. Every parent feels the same way. You'd go to the mat for your kid. But eventually you'd say to your child, you'd say, Lily, like I had to tell Sam, we're not doing this, bud. We can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so going to yell outside the office, like, what do they think they're going to do? And the Iowa parents vehemently protested, or however they worded it. They strongly rebuke this. Oh, wait. The Iowa people strongly? Oh, well, then click. So, tee it up. Week one. I mean, come on. Like, again, I'm on your side, parents. I hate it, and I don't know what changed. But this is done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's I'm done. Totally with you. And I go back to when I was little, like, you know, you just said no, and then I would ask my dad, but why? And then he would just reply with the, because I said so. And then I knew it was final. Like, that was it. So maybe the commissioners need to come out with because I said so. That'll get the – don't ask again.
If they find the language that can help me with the – because I have deleted the Slither Snake from the phone. That's the worst case. And all that does is make it, like, it is a nuclear meltdown when you delete the Slither Snake from the phone. And so I'm like, all right, well, that's not the strong play there. That's not really going to work. So we need to come up with a better way to manage this situation. But, like, I mean, obviously, going back to the Big Ten thing, you see what happens when North Carolina, Notre Dame, those are the two biggest sort of examples this week. Yeah. Schools come back, and then schools get mad because kids have parties. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to get together, and they're going to have parties because that's what you do in college, trying to tell them not to.
Especially the first weekend before classes start. Like, what else are you supposed to do?
And by the way, just going back in the pages of my mind, like fall semester going back is the greatest couple of weeks known to man. The feeling in the air, the excitement, the buzz, seeing your people, all the new people, it is magic, man. And even in a pandemic, there's nothing you can do that's going to make people turn their back on that. Like, that's a uh-oh.
Whoa. I was looking around because I thought it was my house, but then I realized my kids are at camp, so that's got to be your house.
No, that's little Charlie. He's got clothes on, but something's gone wrong.
Oh, boy.
Something's gone wrong. We'll hope.
Take care of it, Mom.
Bleeding. I don't think anyone's bleeding.
All right, good.
But so the schools get mad at the kids that have the parties, and then guess what? The cases go up because, of course, they're going to go up. That is going to happen at every single school. And that's a fun little trick, by the way, where the schools that won't let guys play football, but they'll let you come back to campus. What's the difference? Oh, I know. You're going to get that tuition. You're going to get that full boat, and then you're going to pull the plug. That's a dirty, dirty pool that's being played by a bunch of universities out there, but that's what's going on. I guess all of this is my way to get to, do you think ultimately the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, the biggest of the Power Fives,
yes,
that are still going to try, do you think that they're going to be able to figure out a path?
Yes. Yes, because I think they've already set a precedent, Scott, of putting their head down saying, we are going to get through this. Yeah. Like, we've gotten this far. I'm talking to guys that are in practice, you know, a bunch of guys in the SEC I talk to, and they're just like, I think we have this. You know, obviously there's going to be outcasts and there's going to be things. But the thing that drives me crazy is with the Major League Baseball, personally, the Mets start winning games and they get two cases of COVID and then they got to shut it down. Like, what happened to having the player pool and then just moving on? I just thought people are going to get it. And that's what I think. I think these rosters and the teams that have it now, the lower tier teams, like I see that, you know, BYU just signed to play, I think, Western Kentucky or something. I don't know if they're going to have the manpower, but I mean, talking to people in the SEC, like they have the manpower, they have the funds, and they have the, I think, the trust in the in their program where guys have bought in enough and they're in. Like, well, they are in.
You're answering that using, you know, like intel and all of that, I get. But I would just push back and just say that that folks roll their eyes at that ad where in the SEC it just means more. But it means college football, I think it means more. And then in parentheses, it means too much.
Yeah.
Frankly, in communities. We've, you know, you see how totally immersed in the programs those fan bases get, to the point that whether and by the way, I don't think we know. You know, I happen to think the Big Ten reacted too quickly. I have no idea why. Gotcha. They put a schedule out and then what, 2 days later, like what changed? What happened? Why'd you put the schedule out in the first place? It will never make any sense to me. I think they should have waited as long as they could, and then if they chose to pull the plug. A lot of the states where the Big Ten has constituents actually have cases that are declining far more rapidly than in the South, where, again, it just means more. They're going to figure out a way to play. And I don't want to get into the arguments about we've been down this road. There's no convincing either side of, like, the people that are like, well, this is irresponsible and terrible and reckless. You can't say, well, but you probably could figure out a path. And the people that are like, oh, you shouldn't wear a mask, I can't talk to you either. So I'm just saying, in general, it seems obvious to me that the three of the Power Five that are going to try to do it are clearly going to try to do it. And the question is, can they power through the inevitable spikes that are going to happen on campuses? And then when it hits a team, you know, how much does it impact it? And then a bigger, more philosophical question at the treetops level is, like, you win a title and half the schools didn't play. Like, how is it viewed? What should it be seen as?
Yeah, it's going to be like the old days, you know, when Russillo went back and looked at the old Alabama titles when there were six teams available. They lost to the team earlier in the year and they still won the title somehow.
Yeah, they finished fourth in the SEC and they awarded themselves a title. Like,
national title.
That's a fun trick. But listen, I don't think any of us that love the sport, even if we have a little bit of like, ooh, I don't know if they should or they shouldn't. Like, let's be honest, in September, October, November, the ability to turn on the television and see something, I selfishly want them to play, even though I recognize, like, I don't know if philosophically how you justify it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you justify we can't have students, but we're going to play football. I mean, we all understand why, and it's money. But you think, based on what you're hearing, that they're going to be able to just try to trudge through?
Yeah, I really do. And I think the week off helps, you know, reassess things, whereas these baseball teams are flying all over the place and having to play day after day. I think the college teams and they're going to – I mean, they're going to fly private. You know, they're not going to have to deal with any of that stuff. I think you're going to see teams fly in and out some days if it's close enough. You know, I think the money is there to withstand a couple hiccups. Hiccups. I mean, looking at the Mets that had two tests, but then they have to cancel. You know, the domino effect also, you know, affects who they were playing last night, the Marlins, and then the Yankees this weekend. I think the college is in better hands, and they have more things in place for them that would help move it forward.
Well, I mean. I mean, this is a whole other topic, but it's,
yeah.
But it's just the nonsense of it, of the student athlete, and the nonsense of ever trying to pretend it's anything other than what it is, which is this $1 billion business. Like, this strips that bare. Mm-hmm. The only reason that this was happening is because of that. And I don't know. I'm conflicted by the fact that I just want to watch football games.
Yeah,
and I just still can't believe that, like, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 aren't going to play. I cannot believe it, and I don't know what changed in the time after they put out their schedule. And apparently they're just not going to answer it. And we don't know who voted. You know, university presidents got spooked, but wait, but you can come to campus. What's the difference between some kid in Ellicott Hall at Maryland and a guy playing football? Like, why is one person allowed to come to campus and you're not worried about getting sued by them? What's the difference?
It's funny you bring up that the idea of not getting an answer in the Big Ten from this. And then did you see the report about the SEC phone call last week about the scheduling and how some of the coaches just let out how unhappy they were with how things were with who they were playing?
Sure.
And it was the same thing. We had some kind of formula or whatever, and it was just like, well, what was the formula consisted of? We just figured it out for the best in the conference. And then, of course, everybody points to Alabama and Georgia playing nobodies in the last week of the season. Yeah, and they're the two favorites.
Yeah, and then Arkansas is going, hold on now, what? Like,
how about my man Drinkwitz at Missouri's got to open with Alabama?
Well, I mean, Arkansas goes Georgia, Mississippi State, Auburn, Mississippi, A&M, Tennessee, Florida, LSU, Missouri, Alabama. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun. That's a fun one. I don't know how. I don't know how.
What about the idea of these NFL stadiums saying they're going to have a couple thousand fans there? How's that work?
I know, but again, this is where I run out of gas for the ability to even know what the topic
gotcha.
Is. I mean, how do you know? Again, why say this now? I mean, it's August. You think in November the same rules are going to apply? I mean. I don't know. We're going to start a show on Monday.
We're
going to have sports to talk about. Hopefully we'll have televisions in this house that function, with the ability to watch the game. So I have some vague idea of who's in it. Or I could just go like, hey, shout out to Charles Barkley. We appreciate the love. He and Ernie Johnson.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's a fun little love affair we got. We're fans of theirs. They're fans of ours. That's nice of them to say hello. But I mean, I'll just go Charles Barkley and just say, I don't know. I have no idea who plays for anyone and what difference does it make. Right.
Yeah. Are you ready for some questions?
Oh, wait, hold on. I haven't done it in a while. Pew, 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 pew. Scott on the spot. Pew, 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 pew. Slow motion. Pew. Scout on the spot, pew, 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 presented by DraftKings. DraftKings is giving new users a free shot at over $1 million in prizes. Download the DraftKings app, enter code SVP at sign up. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Go.
We need Senko to do those sounds that he always sends
we'll
on the text chat.
Sent with lasers.
Do you know anybody that could help with a couple speed and tickets?
A couple what?
Speed and tickets.
Like
somebody didn't give me a heads up that they got these cameras that just take pictures of cars if you're going too fast. What's up with that down here? We didn't have that in Connecticut. There's none of that in Ansonia.
I didn't know what that was. I know that if you don't have your pass on your car, like the fast pass, you'll just get a thing in the mail. But I didn't know you got speeding tickets from cameras.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't know about that.
And they, like I said, they just come in the mail. It's like, oh, yeah.
I don't know.
There.
And
then then they have the picture of your car, and you're like, oh, what if my car got stolen? It wasn't me.
Yeah, but you're the only guy that has that neck wrap with the skull and crossbones on it. It's going to be pretty telltale. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Here's one. Are you still mad that you couldn't watch Maryland in the NCAA tournament with the hopes that they could have beat Duke this year?
I don't care about Duke. Of course I'm mad that they didn't get to play in the tournament. I mean, there were lots of those mocks that had
exactly.
I mean, sure. I mean, listen, the idea that they could have been in the same bracket and like could have played in the Garden. Sure, that would have been great. But I couldn't have cared less about whether Duke was on their side of the draw. I just wanted to get to Sunday and see the draw itself. I'll never get over that.
Yeah. Man. Capital Grill, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think it's like a chain, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a high-end chain.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, is there one that you've been to?
No, there's one close to the studio.
Oh, that's big. Well, we need to we need to get on credit and then just
– Yeah, what I was going to say, what do you say? We need to get a stipend there?
Yeah, no, we just put us on scholarship, and we'll just walk in and put it on the ESPN bill, and then when they're like,
"Be hey, a T-shirt, I'll wear it on the show."
You have $13,000. Like, oh, we thought you guys were just. It was like a tab. We're just running a tab with you guys.
Chicken parms.
Send it, yeah. Send it to Disney. You got it. I'm pro. Sure, I'm pro that.
All right, good. Me too.
That's it.
That's it, man.
What time am I supposed to be there?
It's like 7
today for rehearsal
tonight, buddy.
All right, we're on Monday, and true. Late Night Sports Center fashion. We're back and like, oh, when are you on next week? No one knows. After games, and here's the thing. That's not always a bit stressful if you're following baseball, extra innings, whatever else. After the 16 weeks we went through, I will complain for one day I won't complain. Then by Tuesday I'll be bitching about the fact that, what are we doing? Come on, Padres, while we're young. But I'm –
What? You got to remember though, Scott. The extra innings, the guy's on second base now, so that's going to help us. Got to be positive.
I'm all positive. We got
games. Are the Orioles good?
I tweeted and they haven't won since. And of course, people are blaming me. I said all I didn't say they are good. I asked, are they good? See, R is a big deal there. R is a question. Well, the answer evidently is no. Maybe not.
But Oriole games locally with Ben McDonald on the call, it's tough to beat that. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's fun.
He's awesome.
Good team on the come up. Did you bet they're over, by the way?
I sure did. Them and the Marlins. And, of course, the Marlins got to play 17 doubleheaders probably coming up.
That's fine. It's like Williamsport. They just play 6 innings.
No, you know what's going to happen is both those teams are going to hit their overs and not even play the maximum, and I'm not going to win my money. I'm not going to play the 60 games. Watch.
That could be.
Yeah.
And then will you lose, or was it just not null?
No, it'll be a no bet.
All right. Well, as long as they're not going to take your money. All right.
I think the Rockets are going to win the NBA title, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. No one's playing. I don't know if you watch much. No one plays defense in that. Nobody.
It's
and they just, like just bomb.
It's a great shooting background. Everyone loves it. And just people get buckets. Like I know that. That's the only thing I really know. All right. I don't know how to get to work. I know. I got to remember whether the – There's one road, what? Canal Road is only one way coming out. I got to figure out.
Oh, my. Scott, I almost got killed last night, like 4 times driving on that. You got to be careful on that. I'm driving on it, right? Uh-huh. And it's 2 lanes. It's a 3-lane road. But at certain times of the day, one way is 2 lanes. And then the other time of the day, the other lane is 2 lanes.
Yep.
So I'm driving on the 2 lanes. A car passes me on the left, so that car gets over on the right, and then I go, and then I pass another car, and then all of a sudden the car behind me is just wailing on the high beams. I'm like, I don't know, maybe he's doing something. And then I 100 yards away, here comes a car that's in my lane, and I'm like, oh my Lord, I need to just stay in the right lane and that'll be good. But I will say, on the way into work, I came down George Washington, crossed over Memorial Bridge, and the sight line of the Washington Monument and Lincoln and the whole thing is a lot nicer than driving through Waterbury.
Shout out to the dirty water,
but it's a little nicer.
Love you, Waterbury. I hope at some point, whatever the construction is you guys are doing on 84, you finish. I hope someday. I lived there 20 years. You haven't finished it yet. D.C., especially at night, is pretty
it's steep. Incredible.
But traffic patterns, I'm sure the people listening to this podcast aren't particularly interested, but I'm going to sort out how to get there. We'll see you next week, starting the 24th, late night. Stanford Steve and I, Sports Center, coming to you from Washington, D.C. Good to be back. Be well, be safe, and we'll see you on the other side.